Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Before we start, just want to give a quick shout out to our main sponsor, as usual, manscaped.com. They've been with us from the start. They're absolutely killing the game. And this summer, they've released the Beard Hedger, which is a phenomenal product, alongside their Lawnmower 4.0, the Weed Whacker. All that business goes up your nose, goes in your ears. Perfect for the hairy dude. The beard trimmer is 10 out of 10. You know, everyone's a bit skeptical still to this day about, you know, the Lawnmower 4.0 and shaving your nut bag and all this. It is a phenomenal product. Some people feel weird about it. Some people are scared to buy it. The Beard Hedger, however, buy yourself the Beard Hedger. Tag on the Manscaped for the Lawnmower 4.0 for the nether regions. And get it all. Get the care pack. Get the big pack that has everything in it. And get it delivered out to your house and gets absolutely just wired into your face and nuts over the summer months. If you listen to this podcast, you use the code GENBANT1 when you go to manscaped.com and you'll get 20% off all products. So get in there, get that beard hedger. They sent me one out. I'm only just getting a bit of regrowth after having a bit of an accident with it. I flicked it on, I put it down to 2, and I went at the face, and I quickly realized that setting number 2 is not the same as setting number 2 on other products, and I shaved the whole of my face. But I've grown it out a wee bit here, and I can't wait to get stuck into it with the beard hedger. Line it up, I'll be coming out of here like DJ Khaled, absolutely loving it. But anyway, manscaped.com, use code GEMBANT1 for 20% off. Treat yourself, treat others, and just take care of each other, man. You know, shave each other, bald. Anyway, enjoy the podcast. We've got William Thompson on today. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy it. Enjoy everything.
It's good gear. I think I'm carried away with it. I had fucking 2 of them in up each side in the car. Dude.
Yeah! Just.
I can't get with it though.
You got to ride it out. And then once you get good at it, you can just.
I might actually be sick.
Stop swallowing it. Don't be so juicy anyway.
Oh, he's gonna, fuck up.
He's got a book.
I'm somewhere to spit.
Should I just go? Is he ready to be sick?
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Jettis. My guest today, William Thompson, who is currently in the toilet trying not to throw up after I give him a nicotine pouch. I feel like I'm forcing drugs on the youth. You all right, big man? There he is, ladies and gentlemen. William Thompson. Instant regret?
That was fucking wild. I'll take the cancer, like. That's horrendous.
Did you nearly be sick there?
I was sick.
You were sick?
I threw up, yeah. Get a camera on the go, check the toilet that's there.
No flush. You're like, you fucking, you can clean this up. I can't believe it had that effect.
I think I swallow, like.
Yeah, you swallow too much of it.
Like when I put my gums, it started to burn, so I put some water in.
Yeah.
And then I think I was just drinking nicotine at that point. That was disgusting.
You gotta put it in and just let it sit. It's like cooking a steak. You just put it in there, leave it.
I think it was because we put it up as a laugh, like put it the front of my mouth so it didn't look like the Grinch.
Yeah.
I was being like, oh, Christmas. And then it was like, oh, this is starting to really fucking burn. then downed water, and that was a terrible time. That was awful.
Well, that's it.
And you did two of those at once?
Oh, you get used to them. Like, you see, I've been off the vapes. What have you got there? What flavor's that?
Blueberry bubble.
Oh, yeah, the fucking...
That's probably why you shoot, because everyone's like, what flavor's that? You're like, vanilla passion. It's always the gayest.
It looks like apple made a tampon. That's what that one looks like.
Yeah, everyone always says, like, is that a wee dildo? I'm like, I just carry a wee dildo in my pocket, yeah. Suck on it for anxiety.
It's a wee comforter. Do you say my name? What a blueberry bubble.
Yeah.
I know, we were talking in the other podcast, like, we were in the vape shop and McCann was turned around to the, he was like really intensely staring at the shelf, and he turned around to someone and went, what's the difference between a burst and a blast? And you've worked in a vape shop, haven't you?
Yeah.
You, like, you know the clientele. Okay? You guys, yeah. Well, one on burst in your mouth and or one blast in your mouth. It's whatever you're feeling like at the time.
It's what I love now about people who do vape is, like, old dudes used to smoke, still quite hard-looking guys, and they're like, what are you smoking there, Davey? And they're like, hubba bubba blast, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's so funny.
Oh, take me back to fucking Benidorm. Take me back. That is part of the reason. Like, it is class.
All right, I'll live.
It is class, and they taste delicious, and it's a fun activity. But you do, like, where was I the other day? And just, like, we were out somewhere for lunch, and I waited in the car, and then I seen a fella, like, walk out of the place for a wee vape break, yeah. And he was a big, hard-looking cunt with the wee fucking, you know, wee Lost Mary, like...
Yeah.
So the main reason for me stopping is just because it kind of looks gay.
Yeah. One thing that's what gave me the ick on it, and I think you may have talked about it on Bomb Squad. Remember Schofield hit it in the middle of that interview?
Yeah.
Where he's just like, I think I understand. Yeah. And you're like,
and then he's like, what do you say when Caroline Flack was?
How Caroline Flack felt?
Yeah, because she was.
My daughters.
Well, I was going to say she wasn't nonsense, but did she not bang Harry Styles when he was about 13?
At 17, 18? I don't know. Because I remember people were being like, oh, well, what about Cheryl Cole? Sure, she met that wee lad when he was 14. And you do just go, lucky wee bastard. Like, it is. I don't know what it is, but you just be like, I mean, you would though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wonder, I mean, I think, is it the whole grooming thing that you knew them and you just kept them around and they got them a wee job and whatever?
Aye.
Flack might have just went, I'm going to buck him.
Yeah,
but he's only 17. But...
yeah. That's the thing they said with Cheryl Cole, but she met him when he was 14 and didn't see him again. It's not like she was around him constantly, whereas I think with Schofield, he got him the job and was around him constantly. That's the creepy thing.
Here, it didn't take us long, boys. Didn't take us long to get into the nonsense.
I mean, I nearly threw up. What am I pedophiles called?
What is a BBC presenter?
Kill him.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, you look very sharp today. I
thank when you,
man. Come in.
Thank you.
Because your nanny didn't do the washing.
Yeah.
Still in there, still rooming with the...
Once I'm back from Edinburgh, I'll be moving out. It's just I couldn't afford to do both.
Do they know that yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they know. They know.
Is she trying to keep you there?
Yeah.
Waking
she
up
just doesn't talk about it.
Really? Hello. Just waking you up with fucking fries and all?
Yeah, no.
You'll not get that in your own house. You filled soda?
I do all my own cooking, and it's not even out of, like, I'll do my own stuff. It's my nanny's cooking's fucking stinking.
We need to normalise that. You know, everyone's like, my granny's this and my granny's that. No, my granny's food's shite.
Yeah, yeah. They boil everything.
They boil it, yeah. Do you want boiled beef with boiled fucking spuds?
Why do you not eat more vegetables? Because it's all just flavourless mush when you do it. You don't put garlic or anything on it. You just put it in the pan.
That's what happens. You know, you end up going like, sure, your granny doesn't like onions. And then nothing has taste for the rest of time. That's usually what happens, you know. You're like, you don't like garlic, do you?
Yeah.
And they're like, fucking hell, Indian shit. Not eating that fucking Alex. Not that foreign muck salt. Coming over here in a boat with fucking salt and all.
I mean, my nanny loves a bit of salt. Like,
yeah, it's either one way.
She's sitting there with like Scarface. It's on the fucking plate, just mountains of it. Like.
I don't know whether old people can't see or taste right, but they will be fucking, they will be loosey goosey with the salt. You're like, what are you doing, curing that? You're gonna eat that in the winter, you fucking mad bitch. My granny used to do, I was telling Aaron about this, and he was near thumbing one out in the car. My granny used to, and it was, some that grannies will do just like one thing, banging.
Yeah.
You know, and she used to put.
Oh, like you mean cooking? Say what?
Grannies do one thing. Fuck.
If one, we take well, one thing away, grannies, fuck.
Well, there sometimes, yeah, there's some, definitely sometimes do.
Yeah. Well,
is not you get them families that she's like, I've got, you know, like 46 grandkids, you know?
Yeah, my family.
Grannies be fucking.
Yeah, that's always like people make, in stand-up, you always get nervous when there's older people there. And I always find old women love dirty banter.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, don't be saying that. She's 20 grandchildren, but she's never touched a dick in her life, mate.
No.
Or Sheila. Absolutely not.
And then she's screaming, laughing.
Yeah. That's right. Some dicks are weird.
Yeah, my dad plays through my pen.
It's not like one of the highest rates of STDs is like young people, early 20s, and then people in like retirement and nursing homes.
Yeah, because young people aren't educated enough to sort of protect themselves. And then there's a whole grey area in the middle where people know how to, you know, wear fucking thongs and protect themselves and stay away from STDs.
Yeah.
And then the old people are like, I got 1930s syphilis. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I got that.
This has been brewing.
I've got, yeah, this one's been fucking incubating since the 30s.
This is this black cask fucking syphilis.
This is Angel Share Sif.
I think it's retirement people. I know people working nursing homes. Like, yeah, they fuck all the time. Just some girl being like, I don't know where I live, being bent over the fucking bed. Like, but I don't know what, I think they, you're that age, you must be just old and be like, all right, let's ride.
Oh, why? That must be, yeah, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Take a look at the watch, you're going to have a wee break here between a scone at 4 and dinner at 6.
We'll watch countdown and you can teabag me, Davey. Good night. Thank you.
And then I'll have tea from the
bottom. From the other room. Two from the bottom.
Two from the top, one from the bottom.
That's the teeth she's taking out.
I'll teabag. I wonder am I even allowed to talk about this when Shane's dad was in the back of Lavery's. Were you there? He's just talking about how big his cock was.
I can imagine.
Because Shane did a bit about his dad having a big dick, and then he comes out in the back. He's like, lads, it's true. Big old cock. And then it was when he said that. And then his mate was there, and he was like, I don't even know if Shane B. called me talking about it. He was talking about it on stage, fuck him. But he was his dad's mate was there, and he was like, hey, he'd be walking around the town. He'd be like saying hello to all these women. He'd be like, oh, how you doing? And he'd walk on, he'd be like, I booked her. And then, you know, you're going by, a cup of tea, and you're like, oh, how you doing, Denise? And then he'd walk out of the shop, and be like, I booked her tea. And then he goes, it's a novelty. Because what these women want to see is a midget with a big fucking dick. And he referred to himself as a midget.
He's smaller than me, like.
He's a midget with a big dick. And she could be beside me and I could do it. You know, and then the line that got me, he goes, he didn't say, it's like a banana. He went, it's banana. It's not like a banana. Here, it is banana. So I can just bend around the corner. It's banana.
That's...
Should get a sign by him, just get it as a button.
It's banana. first time I ever met his dad, we were, it was like a Boy Town podcast, and then the new head of the BBC was there, and we were all sitting talking to him, and then Shane's dad just came over, and here's a photo of me naked when I was younger.
Old people can't work phones until they want to show you a dick pic. I can't work this at all. No, look at that. It's banana.
It's banana. It's the best.
Yeah, if I was in an old people's home, I'd be fucking riding all around me. My hips will give out before my dick does. You know, I'll be absolutely not be able to move.
That's the state I'm in now. I was dating a girl for a while who had like a PhD in adults with cerebral palsy, and it was fantastic.
Oh yeah, you got a built-in care.
She knew what I could and couldn't do, and it was wonderful. It was one didn't judge me for it. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm very limited flexibility wise. But we worked around it.
Is this in day-to-day life or strictly in the bedroom?
In day-to-day life. Like, I'm not out there doing cartwheels and I'm being like, I can't do that doggy style for your daughter. You may get on top. So, man, yeah.
Well, why not? You know, who's going to argue with you? Yeah. Like, you're ableist.
Exactly. Yeah, do you want cancelled? On you get.
Do you want your career ruined?
Yeah. Do you like having a job? Good. Giddy up, cowgirl.
Yeah,
you go.
One from the bottom, please. You filthy bitch.
No, it's like when you see me, and like you've seen me when I wake up in the mornings, and I'm like, I'm just like that.
Yeah, like, that, you think that's the chair creaking, but it's actually just his knees.
That's my.
Yeah, that famous story, you getting out of bed in Edinburgh, and you go, what the fuck's wrong with you? And you're like, I am disabled.
Yeah, I get proper pissy too, and people are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, do you know that thing I talk about on stage all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's wrong with me.
Yeah, just all bunched up on one side.
It's really bad though, because I'll meet other comics in England who have cerebral palsy to a worse degree than me, and I have to justify it to them.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you don't look that bad. And I'm like, well, don't know what to tell you. Tough luck, mate.
Yeah. I'm riding this pony till fucking the wheels fall off. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm the disabled comic on tonight. Tough shit, man.
Tough shit. Yeah.
Enjoy those stairs. I can do them fine.
Your fucking comedy disabled. Damn. <Yeah. laughs> Did you not do like a an award or like a competition or something that was all?
It was a showcase, yeah.
Well, how would you even say that?
Just all disabled people who live with disability.
Yeah.
Spastics.
That's a mouthful. Is that what your granny says? Yeah. I'm a person who lives with disability. Maybe when you move out.
No, what my granny says is I'm not right in the head. That's what my granny says.
And you're like, the head's all right.
Yeah.
It's the body.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
That's the only time I don't get pissy, but when people are like, oh, you're disabled, so you're like, are you dead thick? And like windows now? And I'm like, smarter than you.
Smarter than you.
Sorry, I'm smarter than
you. And I just like the taste of windows.
Okay, they're delicious.
Okay.
I like windows and your granny's blurt. Those are the two things I like.
Will you fuck up, mate?
And then you can't get away quick enough to slobber that much. Fuck is.
There's times people will be like, oh, you make spastic, you're drooling all. And then I go to slobber back, but speak too quickly, and I do start drooling. I'm like, it's not fucking me.
I like the way you pulled up outside. You're like, can I park here? And I was like, you can park anywhere. Surely? No?
I can, yeah. But I don't use the wee bat. I feel guilty, Colin. Because there's worse than me. There's worse than me in the world.
See, you're not disabled enough.
I don't.
Them comedians were right.
That's exactly. But I do. I feel self-conscious. If I use one of those spaces, I'll get... And I know I'll get judged.
Have you got blue card shame?
Yeah. Yeah.
Blue badge shame?
Yeah.
The name of the podcast. Blue badge shame.
I thought we were going to go, it's banana.
couple of ashes juggling about.
The most disabled people I know really don't use the advantages.
Yeah.
And then you'll get... People with me, you have it to a minor degree,
yeah.
But will be like, I'm using all of this.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mark McCartney, I don't know whether his ma has a badge or something, but Andy's a culture, so the parking is reckless. Like,
yeah, oh, why?
Like, I was with him going into a pizza place, and he literally was just like, show me no police about today, and just like get out of the car in the middle of the street. He's just like, fuck it. You know what I mean? These cultures just be like, well, the wheels are on the floor, so that's a parking space to me.
You know, Dan does Shane's podcast, the producer. He went nuts at me because in the airport, I parked across three spaces.
Is sideways?
Sort of like diagonally in. And he said, you can't leave your car like that. And I'm like, I don't want anyone to hit it. So if you park like a dickhead, no one's going near you.
That's so what people do when they're driving like a McLaren. Yeah, I don't want anyone to hit this fucking jerk.
Even if someone does hit mine, I'm like, I mean, I don't have to pay for that, so it's all right. But I'm still like, I just don't want it.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about that. I'll stick around anyway.
You a good parker?
I thought I wasn't, and then you see the state of other people's parking, and then you go, I'm actually all right at parking.
Know who one of the best parkers I've ever seen? Kieran's wife, Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like I'm literally, like, amazed.
Oh, well, I, you know, we know that's because the motherfucker don't want to walk anywhere. Me and Kieran were supposed to meet for a coffee one day, and I've probably told this in the podcast before, but I was in Nero in Botanic, and he rings me and he goes, Red, mate, are you there? And I was like, yep. And he goes, I can't see you. And I was like, yeah, I just ordered a coffee. And he goes, hold on, where are you? And I went, Nero. And he goes, oh shit, I'm in Clements. And I put my head out the door and he went, he goes, I'll drive down now. And I'm like, just fucking walk then.
He is a wee prince, like he is.
I'll see if I've got a wee red carpet for you here, just for when you get out.
He does that when you make him do something he doesn't want to do. Like, it's literally like walk up a street. It's not like suck my dick, Kieran. But when you make him do something he don't want to do, he doesn't even complete it. He just goes like... You're like, Kieran, yeah, it's like it's a 2-minute walk. You're like...
I remember when Chloe had... I can't remember if you were in the car, but it was definitely me, McCann. Might have been you and maybe Mickey. I can't remember who was in the car and Kieran in Edinburgh. And the car, she just could not come out of first gear. Just the fucking... She must have had... Like, me and McCann just wedged in. It was someone else.
It wasn't
was
it me.
You, were you in the car at some point? We were fucking stuffed into this car. And she's just like... trying to get up the street. The fucking smoke coming out of the arches. You'd hear the exhaust hit the floor.
That's a half ton of love there, like in the fucking car.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ. That's fucking. What you really needed that day was a trailer. You know, like you fucking shoot us into the back with a fucking
like you're transporting livestock.
Get on into the back.
There's four vaping vat lads.
There's snacks in the back. all racking about it.
That's me in the mornings. Sailor toasty. Toasty or I'm leaving.
Toasty. Vaping lads in the back.
I'm not doing Edinburgh this year like how we did it last year. Absolutely no fucking way.
Which is what?
Drinking until 6 in the fucking morning.
And then, yeah, you say that though. But the days are so long that by the time you get round to like, you know, like post-show drinking time, it feels like it's been 2 weeks since your last...
Yeah. I'm lucky though. My venue is 5 minutes away from my accommodation.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that...
That's great.
Insane, like. Yeah. And then I'm running the second show, which is 5 minutes away from my initial venue.
I remember getting put through... The only time I did the full Fringe was through like a little production company. So they sort of paid for it all up front. Right. And they're like, got you a nice apartment and all. And it was like literally just off Bristol Square. Like just as you walk down, like to the left across that street and then down another wee alley.
That's perfect.
So you were like 90 seconds from the gig, which I just thought was the norm in Edinburgh. I was like, ah, you just fucking pick somewhere near your venue. And then I found out what he paid for it. He was like, oh, it was a great deal. It was like £3,500 or something. I was like, okay.
That is a great deal too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that close to the action.
For where me and Mickey are staying, fucking steal. Absolute fucking steal. Like we're just off the Royal Mile. We're staying in like student halls like we were last year.
$1,300 for a month.
That's fucking, you tell anyone who's never been to Edinburgh and they're like, that's wild. And then you tell someone who's been and they're like, who did you fucking murder to get that?
Oh yeah. And you will get like, sort of, you will get like producers or I don't know my whistle there or like big comedians who are just like, yeah, just get it close. And they're like, it's £8,000. They're like, I don't give a fuck.
yeah.
Like if you're actually shifting tickets,
you're going to try and do that as comfortably
like
as
if you're
can.
Jason Byrne and fucking McEwen Hall or whatever you call that.
Yeah, if you're Frank Skinner doing the Assembly Hall.
Yeah.
Every day.
If you're selling 1,100 tickets every fucking day, you'd be like, oh yeah, build me an apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull up outside in a fucking RV.
Yeah, not like me. I've only got a 40-seater.
That's nice, though.
Which I feel is perfect.
That's nice.
For a first run as well, like.
What's the room?
The Pleasant Cellar.
Nice.
In the courtyard.
That even sounds good.
Yeah, at 5:30.
Nice.
Which, because they initially offered me like 1 in the afternoon, and I was like, I'm not a 1 in the afternoon comedian
type of girl. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's true.
So no one's gonna talk about fucking orgasms at 1 in the afternoon. You're gonna be filled with, you know, like older people. And
like I did 2 shows in dailies the other night and one of them started at 7 and I was saying, you know when you're just saying things to people and you're like, it doesn't feel like it's late enough for me to be saying this. Like it's still light.
I felt that when we did it for last year because we were on what, 2:45?
At least there, you know, you're going deep down into like a fucking basement or somewhere. And you kind of...
It smells a fucking common boke.
It smells everything. You name it.
It's they don't even... It's literally, they just throw bleach on the smell. Like it doesn't smell any fucking better.
Yeah. Although I did like it.
Oh, it was great. It was a great
grim
time.
But I did like it.
It was a great time.
I got offered... that's where I got offered this year and sort of... I had the excitement of like it being dangled in front of your face. You go, yeah, I'll go. And then... The gig. Not someone's cock. You know, you feel like you're missing out or something. So I was like, yeah, I'll go. And then when I really thought about it, I was like, like the gigs are good. But when you know what I mean? When you kind of have your own life going on and fucking
it's different.
A child and all, you're
it's
just
different
like,
for you, yeah.
There's just a lot of time in between gigs. Like.
Whereas I feel for me, it was the perfect time to go.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel a lot of people go too soon.
Oh, everyone goes to.
Do you know when someone's like, I've a year and a half of stand-up under my belt of a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's do an hour run at the Fringe.
I know, you do, unfortunately, you do see some people put up a poster like, I'm doing the full run above this chippy and such, and you just go, no.
Catch me at 3:30 in the morning outside Paco's Mexican restaurant, and you're like, I won't.
Yeah.
I won't, and no one will.
Come see my show, Trans Jokes. Guys, just a quick break in the action to mention our fantastic sponsors over at the Calm app. The good people at calm.com. Feeling stressed and overwhelmed? Looking for a sanctuary of serenity? A respite from the demands of modern living? Discover the power of mindfulness and relaxation in managing stress with Calm. It's all you need, guys. It's the Calm app. They've got everything in there.
just to keep you chilled out. They've got meditations that range from focuses on anxiety to stress, self-care to inner peace. They've got sleep stories. They've got relaxing music tracks. They've even got daily movement sessions so you can get in there, limber up, do some breathing, and just generally feel better all around. They're all designed to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. Everything you need to prioritize your mental health and wellness is on Calm. If you go to calm.com/banter, if you're a listener to this podcast, calm.com/banter, and that will give you a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. So relax. Calm's got everything you need for a happier, healthier you, okay? That's calm.com/banter, and just absolutely chill out, my dudes. Can't see my show Edgelord above this chip.
I fucking, as much as I love dark comedy, I hate shows that are fucking marketed like that. Come see us say the shit no one will let you say.
Yeah.
Well, they will.
Too hot for TV. They're like, that's why you're not on TV. Yeah, because your shit's too hot for TV. I'm a badass, man.
Yeah.
I tell you what I do. Tell it like it is.
I said things you shouldn't be able to. I'm just not PC. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then you go and see them and they're like, do you ever get when you're making pasta and sauce and you put too much water in?
Aye.
Shit. And you're like, what the fuck is this like?
And then something about Madeleine McCann.
Yeah. It's always Madeleine McCann.
There was I forget the dude's name, did a bit of stand-up in Belfast years ago. We don't need to guess it either, but yeah, absolute edgelord, like. But you're sort of thinking to yourself, like, how many Madeleine McCann jokes can you have in one set?
Yeah, yeah.
Like every single, there was about 8 out of 10 were fucking Madeleine McCann jokes.
I mean, I was like that when I started in my mind. I was like, I want to be like Frankie Boyle. And then you realize you have to be in a room full of people saying that stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to ruin someone's evening.
Yeah. But also Frankie Boyle is like one of the best joke writers of all time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's not me going by choice. I decided to not be like Frank. You know what I mean? But
yeah, you might not know that's Frankie, but I decided not to be like you.
I just decided I'm lovely.
Yeah. I decided not to do. But what I mean is like
to develop his style, you'd have to do that style terribly. And how many shit Frankie Boyles have you seen?
Oh,
where they think just going fucking Down syndrome is the part. I mean, I do that, but like that, but I do it well, you know. But someone just a joke like that, and they think that's why it's funny. They don't get why he was a great joke writer. They thought he was just going fucking Jade Goody, eh? Yeah. Do you know what? And they thought that was it. And then you see it done badly, and it makes you go, "I don't want anything."
But also,
to do
Frankie
this.
Boy, you know, like you know, to the casual fan, you might just go, "Oh, he just says really dirty jokes," and then you're sort of like, "Not really," like. They are harsh,
yeah.
But it's usually perfectly, like, you know, like, focused in on something that deserves it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes. Yeah, I do feel he got better because everyone's like, he's woke now and he's that. And I'm like, I almost feel he got better when he didn't have to rely on being too harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and he could, like, he was focusing on the jokes. There was always a point. I'm like, I just enjoy it more now. I remember watching a set he was doing live at the Apollo and he was like, there's celebrities in here, but yous aren't famous. He's like, there's celebrities in here, don't even turn on the Christmas lights in their own house. I'm like, that's a fucking banging joke. Like,
clean enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What was that? He had some show there and the joke was about the Queen. It was like letting everyone mourn. As he like took a pillow off her face or something, like, I can't remember. It was like
the Queen passed away silently in her sleep as I crept out of her bedroom.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember the time he was too hot for TV.
Oh yeah.
Straight off Tramadol Nights, and he didn't do anything on TV for 2 years, and he popped up on a Channel 4 comedy gala.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it was like a BBC fucking charity gig. And he came out and he was like, I'm surprised to be here too. I thought the only way I get back in the BBC was if I started fucking kids. And yeah! that was the first thing he said.
Is right.
So it was one of those, has he changed? He just comes out and says that. And you're like, nope. Amazing.
But again, it's like, I probably try and do that a wee bit too. It's like very harsh jokes. about things that absolutely deserve it anyway.
Yes.
You know? Yes.
You do it very well, though.
Well, that's where I wanted the conversation to go. Thanks.
You walk. That's what I thought.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll be back
under,
next week.
I'm going to be under the table for the rest of this podcast.
One from the bottom. Thank you.
But you do, like, I've been in rooms where you're doing quite, you know, controversial or harsh material. And even I'm like, fuck, where's he taking this? And you pull it off greatly. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely, I have a lot of jokes, especially in this new set, where it's like, From the setup, they're like, and then I maybe put a wee spin on it where I'm like, okay, he's maybe not going to slag this particular group of people that much.
Yeah.
And then they're still like, and then you manage to get something at the end to pull them back.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you're always going to offend some people. Do you ever, like, sometimes you're like, people don't like offensive comedy, but then they'll watch something that's not offensive and they're like, I didn't like that because he said that he used this word. And I'm like, everything's going to piss you off. Mm-hmm. So you may as well piss you off.
I'm sick of talking about that sort of shit anymore. Yeah. I'm just like, how many fucking revolutions are we going to go through? It's like, oh, this and this is the way we do it, and this is disgusting, and then, oh, this is the way it's done well, and then, oh, God, I'm annoyed at this. And there's, like, you're always annoyed at what a comedian's saying, and you're like, have you not realized this is kind of what it is for decades on end?
Yeah.
Is someone making, like, harsh-ish jokes about something, you know?
Well, I think it just goes in a cycle, though. Like, it'll go really conservative, and then enough people get fucked off with it that they start making edgy shit. Then it's edgy for a while.
But it's been edgy forever. Like, you could pick stuff from, like, the 70s. Well, obviously the 70s, but, like...
I mean, they weren't even being edgy. That's
yeah, but you could get, you know, like old fucking Richard Pryor, like George Carlin stuff and all, where you're, like, probably at the time, people wouldn't have wanted to talk about certain things.
Yeah.
Well, it's happened over and over and over again, and people are still mad. Like
Lenny Bruce, who would be arrested after most shows.
Yeah.
Because they're up there being like, don't swear. He's like, I won't. And he gets up there and he's like, suck my fucking cock. Yeah. And they get arrested for
in
it.
In that accent as well. Lenny Bruce does sound like someone just from your estate, you know what I mean?
Like Lenny. I read about him in the Sunday World.
Yeah.
Free Lenny Bruce out, is it?
Free Lenny Bruce. Just spray painted on the side of a fucking generator.
A big mural of them at the top of my street.
Yeah, there's always like that big green electric box in the middle of a field somewhere.
Free Lenny Bruce. He did nothing.
N-A-F-F-I-N. I love a bit of fucking shite Northern Irish graffiti.
I love, what's been your favourite one you've ever seen?
I did see it actually. It was in Lurgan. It said Foreigners Out or something. It was like F-O-R-N-E-R-S.
Foreigners? G'day. Anyway, do you want a Chinese in it?
Like,
Lenny Bruce is delivering.
I was trying to write a joke years ago about like people not liking sort of immigrants. And the idea was kind of like, they just don't like the new ones.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're literally, you know, someone's like, foreigners out. And you're like, which ones? I mean, mainly the Polish. You know, like, I'm cool with the Chinese and all the ones that already live here. Like, you know what I mean? Lenny Bruce, the Chinese guy.
Lenny Bruce Lee.
Do you ever see the interview with the guy? He's like, proper fucking, do you ever get people who are so like council estate, they seem like there's something wrong with them? He's like this English guy, and he was just, he was being interviewed by foreigners, like, they come over here and they take our jobs and they're not even working. It's like, how do they take your jobs if they don't work? Like, they just do it.
Yeah.
They do it, as simple as that. And I'm like, I can't stop being.
And they're like, what do you do for work? And he was, I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
I'm in between jobs in a minute. But I did see a documentary on Channel 4 where, like, there was just, like, white English people. And then, like, the first wave of people coming in were, like, Jamaican fucking, you know, people coming over. And they hated them for a minute. And then they were mates. And then the fucking, there was, like, Polish ones come over. And the Jamaicans and the white ones were like, get these fucking Polish people out of here. And then another generation went by. And the Polish and the whites and Jamaicans were all there. And then the Romanians arrived. And they're like, and all that first group of people were, you know, all together, just being like, fuck, these Romanians, get these. And then you probably leave it another 10 years. And someone else moves in. Like, get these fucking Syrians out of here.
These Ukrainians are fucking ever.
There'll be some Romanian going, get these Syrians out of England.
Yeah.
This is England. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shaved head, tattooed her face.
That was, thinking about it, I remember you did a bit about that. People being like, oh, would you let a refugee stay in your house?
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, you wouldn't fucking want to.
You wouldn't want to stay in my house.
It's like he wanks close to the door. I always remember that. He says that this is where the Wi-Fi is the strongest. It's always the line I remember.
The fridge is just full of pork products.
He has eaten all the food. It's got German life for some reason. That's a bit. That was a very fucking good.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Oh fuck. Yeah, just the Syrian family pulling up outside your house. Your nanny in the house.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. What are they at?
Just want boiled carrots. Jeez, come on in.
You like, you love that there, don't you?
I'm just there boking and walking about weird. All I do.
And yeah, they just look over your granny's shoulder to see you just limping about in your pants.
I just had a nicotine pouch. I'm just like a wee fucking science experiment going wrong. Welcome to our country. You're safe now.
I hope you're not a Catholic, sir. You know.
Because if you do, I'm going to fuck you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I always love that when I'm dating someone. They're like, you don't mind I'm a Catholic? I'm like, not at all. I don't mind joking about that stuff, but you ever meet people, I mean, your generation is different, but mine, if someone really cares about it, like, you're weird as shit.
Yeah,
it's funny to joke about, because there are still differences.
Yeah, it is kind of silly. Like, yeah, but yeah.
But when you mean it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? People my age thought about it as well, being like, get rid of these Fenians. I'm like,
yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah.
What did they do to you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've Catholic mates. The fuck are you talking about? It's so weird.
Yeah, it's the fucking stupidest country on earth.
Like, I get it if you're like 40 plus, where it kind of mattered.
I just, nobody gives a fuck beyond like the end of your street.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, if like some fuck, you know, we're British and all, and then if you if you actually asked some fucking Englishman, you know, like, do you want to pay respects to the loyalists over there? They'd be like, what? I don't even know what's happening here.
They fucking hate us and we hate them as well.
It's so funny, like, Dutch Frank there was explaining to his dad, you know, that, oh yeah, that's like some sort of Dutch king there on the wall. And he's like, what? Like, just, why are they, what are they doing?
Imagine you're walking a street down Amsterdam with just a big mural, Sammy Wilson. That is Northern Irish king. It's that photo of him in the field, bawling naked. You're straight on the
Google break. Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's like you could have a fucking tattoo of the queen or the now king.
Yeah, yeah.
On your back, you know. You'd fucking show some English guy and he'd be like, you paddy cunt. What are you doing?
Every time I go to England, I turn full fucking raw head.
Yeah.
Because you're just hit with like ignorance to where you're from.
What am I?
I asked for directions in fucking Gatwick Airport. The woman gave them to me working there and then she went, where are you from? And I went, Belfast. And she went, awful good of you to learn the language coming here. I was like, you stupid racist bitch. She's fucking Polish as well. Very annoying.
There he is. That's the best they can do. Sammy Burzall.
He has no arse. He has a McCann arse.
No, McCann has ass.
Does he?
McCann's got bunda. That's more like my ass.
I thought McCann's arse started like halfway up his back.
Yeah, because it's fucking enormous.
McCann got cake.
The guy's running a bakery background. The guy's fucking cheeked up for weeks.
That literally looks like like if a centaur gets shaved.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
He got into the sunbed with his jeans on. What the fuck?
And he's still got the sandals on there, so he looks double naked. But
it's the one arse cheek being longer than the other.
Oh, he's mid stride, man. Give him a brick. There's a scary lack of people with hairy backs. Like, you know, my back's hairy as fuck. And I'm just like, why is my back so hairy?
You'd freak out seeing me shirtless.
Why?
Hairless, man.
Oh, yeah. Dolphin ball?
A little bit in the chest and that's it.
Nah, bro, I'm fucking... I mean, my head is the only place I should have hair and I don't have any. Was I going to say, no, there's nothing... I don't think there's anything funnier than a man's naked arse. Even if you're like in shape and hot, it's still funny.
There's nothing a man's more, arse is there's funny. Nothing more vulnerable than a flaccid man. A naked flaccid man is pathetic.
Yeah, even though those like tribesmen know it, you know, they've tied themselves off with like a wee nappy or something to fuck, you know, got a spear.
Yeah.
Can't have the cock out, honestly.
A wee soft egg is it's hilarious to see. Have you ever been caught just naked? Like, say someone's just walked in on you naked or anything?
Not really. Nothing like, no like embarrassing stories about like you're getting changed or someone.
See, I like that when no one else in the house, I'll bomb about naked, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
So in your own house, like?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's your God given right.
Yeah, but where I'm from, it's, you know.
Hey, Granny, move out of the way. I'm making a fucking bacon sandwich. I'm going again. Fuck it. We're double dipping.
Oh, keep him away from me. Oh, stupid I am. I was in my mind being like, maybe yes time.
You should take the half-eaten one you have and put it back in.
It's in the bin, man.
Let it burn.
I boked on it. And I'm going to be like, put that back.
That's me off the vapes now.
How's that going, the non-vapor?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's like if you're just vaping willy-nilly, like, you know, buying vapes, blah, 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 and you say, like, you lost it or you ran out, you have a wee panic because you're like, oh, I'm a vapor, I vape now. But on a certain day where you just go, I'm stopping this, you're kind of just cool with them not being around, and then you feel a wee bit of like, I would normally be doing it now and fucking whatever.
It's more I miss. I need something to do with my hands to stay focused on anything. I get dead fidgety or I'm like, I'll stop paying attention. So when I stop vaping, I'm almost like, I need like a fucking fidget spinner or something.
Yeah.
To fiddle with, because I just can't stay focused.
Hmm.
But I'm so bad. Like,
you had a fidget thing one day in Lavers.
I did, and I broke it.
Fidged out,
literally.
Fidged to the max. What was it, like a wee boxer? What the
it
fuck?
It was a little cube, so it had buttons you pressed in, an analog stick, a little like gear thing.
Around Tism hanging out of him.
Probably ADHD a bit, but
yeah, I'm a fidget. I don't know why.
Sometimes
I'm
like, am I autistic? And I'm like, nah.
I'm a fidgety bastard. Like, I can't stay still at all.
And it's because you are autistic.
The good one. No, I have ADHD for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Did you ever get when a comedian says to you, like, I think I have ADHD? I'm like, yeah. All of us do.
Everyone has something.
Yeah.
Some people, it's a bit. Mine definitely is a focus issue. Just like my brain is like, do you know those old like game shows where someone would be in a glass tube full of money flying about? That's my brain. Like, I can get at the ideas, but not in no order, you know, just fucking grabbing it.
It's a weird thing. Like, in my mind, I know something will take a long time to do, so I'll put it off. Like, even if you're not, if someone was like, could you do the washing or do the dishes? I will spend hours thinking about it.
You see,
and not do it.
I almost like a task that doesn't require thought. Do you know? Like, I love painting a room or something where you're just like,
yeah,
I enjoy that.
I like clean, like just lifting stuff off the floor, tidying it up.
Well, you know, if you want to stay after for a couple of hours in this office,
it's an absolute
disaster. See, like, what do you do in your spare time? Well, I just pick stuff up off the floor.
That's right. I unhooked my PlayStation and told my nanny to hide it because I was spending too much time on it. Because anytime I was bored, I was just going, I'll just play something on the PlayStation before you know it, you've wasted fucking hours on that shit.
That's why I can't go near it.
And it would be terrible for you to ever game. You'd never be off the bastard.
I don't know. It's the only thing that I do and I go, this is a fucking absolute waste of time.
Okay, put
okay, in. I put to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Counter argument, sir.
Okay.
You go on and Mickey's on, McCann's on. It's not social that all your mates are on.
Okay.
So you're not, half the time I'm not even playing anything.
Oh, have you been on a phone call before?
Yeah, but I hear because I have to hold the phone and I get annoyed that if they keep holding it up, but you've got one of these bastards in.
Well, you can get them for your phone too. You get wireless headphones.
Hang on, I have to take a call here. Like I'm in fucking Convergys. She's left you, have you, Darren? What do you think about the new O2?
William, I can help you today.
Well, yeah, not much.
Can I just get your account number? And what are you wearing?
would you like that new SIM card? And what would you do with it if you had it?
Yeah, would you slide it right in? I swear to God, this is probably pure racism, but I was on the phone to, I think it was O2. And I tried something, couldn't get a fucking, or you know when you're like just on hold for ages and then it just cuts off and you're like,
yeah,
what the fuck are you doing?
that happened about two or three times, and everyone had an accent, and very hard to understand. They were probably finding it hard to understand me. And then I finally got through, and the guy went, "Hello, OT, blah, blah, blah. Alan speaking. How can I help you?" In that accent. And I went, "Alan, good man. It's fucking good to hear from you, Alan. What's crack, man? Oh, here, listen, this phone's fucking bucked. I need your help, Alan. Jesus Christ." Fair play to him. Unless he was like sitting in fucking Mumbai or something. Just on a gap year. Did we bit extra work?
Did you ever do that call center shit?
No.
Nah.
I've had very little jobs.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I was hardcore comedy.
Suppose I'm
early,
was...
early days. I literally went like, I think I had a job, worked in Curry's for a couple of years, selling computers and shit. And then what did I do after that? Worked in the zoo for a while. That was pretty cool. I should probably write about material, but that was
good. What was it you were telling me one time? Like a chimp got out or something?
Oh yeah, they thought a chimp got out one day, and the whole place shut down, and we just smoked fags all day, and then they came back and they were like, "Ah, we're just miscounting them. They're all there."
I mean, definitely count them twice.
Yeah,
before shutting everything down.
Just be like sheep, you know, just put a fucking pink X on their butt, or like a number. Put a wee Man United shirt on.
So no, it's my chimp.
Put on a wee football kit, 1-7.
Van Nistelrooy's gone missing. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck.
I'll still skijars. Someone just don't watch football. Still skijars off the banana this morning.
He's banana. It's banana. It's still in my head.
But I had to laugh. Like, I was at that Mount Panther place the other day where we ran into Shane. And there was peacocks knocking about. And there's peacocks at the zoo as well. And we kids are just like picking the feathers up and being like, "Yes, it's lovely." And then at that Mount Panther place, they were selling peacock feathers. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I've seen them shite and just pull their tail through it. And then people were charging 50p. And these wee kids are like, you know. Disgusting. And the wee shite girl peacocks, you know. The boy peacocks all fucking...
They're all...
Literally peacock, and the other one's just an old brown chicken.
And a fucking housecoat and a fag. Like, yeah. The most ugly animal.
They got him over there shaking his fucking arsenal.
Yeah.
Don't even like him, anyway.
Instead of shaking yours, how about you shake it and do some fucking housework, you fucking lazy bastard?
You shake that tail over our, you know, dust, do a bit of dusting. Shake over the mantelpiece, you cunt.
Isn't that what peacocking is? I don't know if dudes still do, but I knew it was a thing where there'd be... Dress flamboyantly.
Yeah.
Like ridiculously.
You put on a show.
Butler. Butler's a peacock.
He's peacocking down to the. And then he stops at the shoes.
He'll be in the full Saudi Arabian prince.
Yeah.
Regalia.
Yeah.
Timberland boot.
Yeah. Not even. Just like we fucking plimsolls. He's going to GB. Spend a bit of money, Butler, you know what I mean? You're touring the world doing these talks. Get yourself a pair of fucking Alexander McQueen's or something.
He does dress, like, I take it, he does dress well, but there's times you're like, the fuck are you wearing?
I always find it weird he didn't wear jeans for a long time. He's like, I don't like him.
What would he wear, like, slacks or?
Yeah, like tuxedo pants and a Kappa tracksuit.
On stage at the Pav. Looking like he's singing fucking show tunes in Vegas.
What were you talking about the other day? You were at like a weird gig with a load of... Was there like a load of alt boys?
Fast Fringe, my guy.
Fast Fringe?
Yeah, so it's to get all the acts, all the hot acts for Edinburgh. And they do 3 minutes each. It's to advertise your show.
In Edinburgh?
No, it was in London.
Oh, so that's helpful.
Leicester Square Theatre.
Nice.
And it cost me, because I'm a dickhead and leave everything to the last minute, I think it ended up, the whole trip cost me £700.
Nice.
Because I didn't book the hotel until I landed in London. Yep. Idiot.
Yeah.
Booked flights initially, realised they were on the wrong day.
Private.
Yeah.
had to
rebook the flights and then missed my flight, so I had to book another one. So it was a fucking nightmare. But yeah, there's a lot of, I don't mind old stuff. I'm aware, like, I go in with the mindset of this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Not everything needs to be for me. But some of it's fucking strange, man.
Yeah.
I don't want shit on anyone's act or anything, but some of it you're just going...
Shit on it.
You're 38.
None of them listens to this fucking podcast.
Fucking shit. No, I mean, just like you're 38, you're wearing a lab coat.
Well, I, you know, the fringe, you know, there's no...
they'll let any cunt into the fringe, basically, is what I'm saying. There's no standards.
Yeah, it's almost like it's not fair. Some of the people that are like, I've spent 15 grand to go up here. And I'm like, well, you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was a girl.
Stay at home with your children.
Yeah. First time I went, I remember me and Sean Tanavasa, the first show we ever saw, we landed in Edinburgh. It was like, oh, it's a comedy thing. We went in, it was a girl doing poetry, like dirty poetry. It was like 3 p.m. And there was like big pane glass windows. So the sun was just fucking beaming into this room. And she's covering herself in red sauce, going like, let me suck your cock, 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 and drinking red sauce. And I was like, you have paid a mortgage to be here.
That sounds like one of the better ones.
It was amazing. I do plan one day on my day off of the 14th off. I might just try and get my hands on some edibles.
Yeah, yeah.
Find out what the worst shit is.
Yeah.
Just fuck.
Welcome to Ketchup Tits live at the fucking counting house.
I said to McKegney, I'm like, come over. We'll get out of our minds and we'll just go see some weird shit. Because there's no better dude to do that with. Because he'd just be sitting there and be like, he'd go to anything and be like, lad, this is insane.
See, when I was in like our college, people would, like the hack way to be edgy was like, I did this painting, oil on canvas, and then I pissed on it. You know, that was like the, you know, they were like, and this is made from human feces. The fringe is like, listen to my shit for a minute. Yeah. And then at the end, I do some profound thing with my tits out as a point.
Yeah.
Like there was about 4 or 5 things last year at the fringe. People were like, oh yeah. And then at the end, they just get their tits out and do a poem. Like people aren't just going to see the tits.
Guys hit their full root. I love poetry.
Oh, I fucking see wet rhymes and all.
It's fantastic. Spit on me.
She's like Kendrick Lamar, but with tits. It is a cop out.
There's so much. And it's one of those, like, you need to be there to just really experience the mentalness of some of the stuff that's on.
Really experience the ketchup tits.
There's just some
I forgot, like, Sammy's with bare arse was on the screen there. What a lovely treat. Did you do much for the 12th this year, did you?
I went out for it,
Did you?
I only planned to go out with my family. Just go to a wee family party. Ended up fucking steaming.
Dinner. Went out for dinner. Dinner and a show.
I just drank dragon soup all day.
Mm.
So that was a fucking terrible time.
You and your granny and the soups?
Oh, my granny's a wee Catholic woman. She doesn't go out now. She's from Devis.
Keep out to yourself.
I don't fucking...
Jesus Christ.
She's from Devis, but she lived in Devis in the 70s. So anytime you're now, like, Devis is a bit of a shithole. She's like, absolutely is not. It's a lovely estate. I'm like, tell you now, it's not like that there now.
Yeah. Is it a bit like Libya or whatever when they show photos in the 70s and it's like fucking pumping? It was running around in wee summer dresses and then they cut the nine. They're like, oh, Jesus. Yeah. Is that Devis?
Yeah, it's like when people show Jamaica before it got independence.
Yeah.
And it's all fucking fancy and stuff.
Everyone had their own swimming pool in Devis.
Yeah. And then you go there now, it's like, not the same.
Not the same.
But now I had a wonderful time at the 12th.
Great.
It's fantastic. I went to the 11th as well, but I didn't drink at it because normally I'll be like, I'll go drink at the 11th and stay up all night and go out for the 12th. Never make the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the 11th sober. I'll never be back at one. I'm too old to be there. It's not fun sober. The only enjoyable thing was it's complete darkness until they light it.
Mm-hmm.
Complete pitch black. So then when it's lit, the entire place is only illuminated by the fire of the bonfire. And then as soon as it was lit and it was burning, two smicks started beating the fucking head of each other just in front of the bonfire.
Nice.
And it was cinematic as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this, you need some Game of Thrones music, and this looks beautiful.
Shoot it,
like,
in slow-mo on your phone. Yeah. There was a guy walking around going, where is that cunt on? And they light the fire, and he goes, fucking there he is!
It was just like a really beautiful cinematic scene, but just like with the noise of, no, Chrissy, you'll kill him, stop it!
That's enough!
Don't do it! It's like, this is the most beautiful way I've seen a man be jumped on in his head. It's fantastic.
Oh God, rough.
Did you ever go to stuff like that?
I've been to a couple when I was a lot younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, scary enough atmosphere, isn't it?
The morning I feel is fine. And then the walk back is the scary part. That's when everyone's fucking rightly.
Like once the fire's died down, do you mean?
Oh, I was talking about the 12th.
Oh, the 12th?
Yeah.
Growing up, like every year, just fucking, you didn't have to go anywhere because they just walked past the house.
Right.
700 bands.
Yeah.
You know?
And so what I get when people are like, like some of my Catholic friends, they would go to the 12th, but they wouldn't. They were like, couldn't go to the 11th. It's too scary.
Okay.
And they're like, I don't feel safe. And I'm like, I get it. Yeah. I do get why.
You ever walk through Belfast on the 12th? Terrifying.
Yeah. That's where I go. That's where I go.
Fucking terrifying.
Sandy, where I was outside of Lavery's.
Yeah.
That's a quick bam.
There were two people being like, I'm running to him, probably going to be like, are you going to do a bit? I'm like, what, stop the 12th?
Oh, they'd love that.
And be like, finger it. Yeah. Fingering's weird, isn't it? The fuck am I going to do?
That'd be great. You just with a wee amp and a microphone.
Can I get your attention, please? Over here. Fuck up.
Stop talking, fuck shit. But did you see the video of the guy walking around? It looks like Larry David.
What do you do for work?
Did you see this?
What?
What was it? Hang on, that's it. I have it. I don't know if you can get it on a computer. Fuck, I sound a million years old.
You can't get it up on the computer.
Guy looks like Larry David picking up fucking empties. I am sick of Seinfeld IRA telling me what to do.
Welcome to just welcome to the jungle. That doesn't even make sense.
That wasn't even sense.
There he is.
That voice.
Just said no. There was no cover on that. It just like, it was like air hockey. Oh fuck! Oh Jesus!
That voice in that video—that's the exact voice I do when I say everyone in Northern Ireland sounds like they've cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
That's the exact accent.
Yeah, guys, back in the call center the next day.
Those are the cunts you don't want to get put through in the call center. Are you coming? We are dialing up. Can I? You can't upgrade the Army game team high. You got your 10-pound armor on.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Sorry, why is that the photo?
What?
I didn't know you had questions, and all I saw was a photo of me on your screen.
Yeah, I had to put it up. Do you still have it?
I lost the shirt that night.
That's not a shirt, bro.
It is, until I wore it.
I lost the t-shirt.
Yeah, I lost the vest that night. I ripped it off like Hulk Hogan. And then nice. I still have the bottoms.
Nice.
Still have the bottoms.
That's when your granny doesn't do the washing.
Aye.
You end up in the fucking...
That's me walking around the house. Sheila, I have no shirts.
Yeah. Put on them wee pants they've got. See, I seen this thing online. It was like, nothing says... What was it, like your dad's doing 2 weeks in fucking Alicante, and it was just like 30 Sports Direct labels. You know, they're like two for 20 fucking...
That's an idea forever. I went straight on the ASOS.
Oh yeah.
And bought about 15 black shirts.
Nice.
I went, because I don't need, who the fuck's dressing nice?
Nobody.
To do a sweaty fucking gig.
So most people have been like flyering all day and stuff. So you go see some girl do her set and she's wearing like a wee dress and a pair of like clapped out Asics trainers, because she's walked about 40,000 steps that day. Yeah. Hello, welcome.
Did you fly yourself or did you hire
one? I point blank refused to do it.
Yeah, I've hired one, and my agent was like, just so you know, he has a bit of a character, so you'll keep an eye on him, but he's a fantastic flyer. And I'm like, that's all I need, another thing to fucking worry about when I'm at the fringe.
Here's the hack, just get a hot girl.
Mm.
That's who you want flyering for you. Because you get some, the usual flyers, like some fucking, ex-poet. Some weird guy.
Hi, would you like to come and see? Yeah.
Yeah, and the person's left before they...
You want a hot girl or... A guy who's so socially inept, he doesn't know he's bothering people.
Yeah, take that.
Like, right in the face.
I was going to say, McCann's phenomenal at it.
There you go. McCann's amazing at it.
Yeah.
I remember we had the flower, I was just hungover shit, but he's like, do you want to come see a show?
I remember years ago when I did the Fringe and all of Maureen's sisters and all were over, and we gave a big stack of things to Susie, and she came back about 8 minutes later, like, that's it, I've done them all. Did it. 500 flyers, 7 minutes. I can't flyer. No. You know what I mean? I could be standing in the middle of the street, just a wee stack of things, be like, here.
I can.
Who am I fucking sure?
I can if it's for someone else.
Yeah.
For some reason, if it's for me, I can't do it. Can't sell myself.
Mm.
Because then they'll be like, do a bit of the show now. I'm like, no.
I just don't like forcing anything on people, you know?
Yes. I'm like a wee fucking, like a wee sad girlfriend. I'm like, I want you to come because you wanted to come. Not because I made you.
I don't want to make you come.
Yeah. I want you to want to come.
I almost want you to need to come. To be honest with you. It's hard to, I mean, like I would get too fed up with it and just be like, it's not shite like the rest of them. Take that. It's not shit. I promise you I'm
no
not
shit.
No
one cries at the end of this. There you go.
I should be here. Take that.
I say nothing about I say nothing about mental health. There you go.
I don't take my headset or piss or nothing here. Take that there. Take that there. Here, you look like a smelly fella. Hey, take that. You look like a fucking bearded virgin here.
Usually you have some opinions on trans people. There you go. Enjoy that. I was one act at the Fast Friends. You do
political crack's getting out of hand. Go ahead. Yeah. Like.
Pronouns, fuck them. There you go. At the Fast Friends, I do remember a girl finished on that name room, but she finished her act by like doing this.
Yeah.
And then like licking her hand.
Okay.
Right? And everyone's like, wonderful, wonderful. I turned around to Elliot Steele and I was like, imagine I just finished my set by pulling out my sad little dick.
Did she actually rub her actual bare?
Not bare, but like was like wearing a wee dress and was like doing that.
Mm.
I was like, imagine I just pulled out my wee fucking sad worm cock. Just went, good night, Edinburgh.
Just mic drop and complete silence. Clink.
There's like 10 seconds. I can't quite get it out. So
like dead fucking over. You have to turn around and like work a bit of blood into it for two minutes.
Hang on, there's buttons on these boxers. Hang on. There we go.
Let's do a check what sort of boxers I'm actually. All right, we're ready for the closing.
So you said put a bit of blood into it. Reminded me of that the Always Sunny scene when they're up in the mountains, in the ski mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, what if I show you my dick? And she's like, I don't. And then he's like, it's a prank because you don't want to see my dick. He just turns around and he's like, oh, you guys go ahead. He just starts wanking against the wall.
Oh god. Oh, the crack. Jim. Well, we'll do some questions here.
Absolutely.
Will you fuck up too?
I haven't vetted these as usual, so it could be an absolute what's the worst vape flavor you've ever tried?
Any tobacco flavor?
Yeah.
Just smoke.
I've had a couple. There was like a mango one someone sent me in a set. And it literally just smelled like someone's fucking knickers. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this?
What was that one called?
Mango. And then there was one I had there.
Like a block nose. I actually did.
Oh, you fucking idiot. He's going to poke again. We do it all. What?
What? Did you get that?
I went into YouTube and typed boke noises. It's three as well.
Well, are you allowed boker? What's your boke noise?
It's violent. If I get to the point where I'm actually being sick, it's very violent.
I'm a big, like, I have to move this, dude. Like that.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet one time, pissed myself. It's like, when you're properly being sick, it's like you're turning into a werewolf. It's like,
no, it's a lot of effort for me.
Mm-hmm.
No way people, like Mickey can just be like drinking pints. He's
going, like a baby.
Yeah, just back into fucking drinking. The tactical boke. If I get to that point, it's like all body, like fucking bloodshot eyes. Everything.
How bad a booger I am. I remember I was out with Mickey one time. It was after he did the Louis gig. And we were in Pugs and I'd been drinking a load of whiskeys. I was like, I really need to be, I'll sneak off. And I was away for so long. He came into the bathroom and he was like, he could just hear, Ryer! He was like, Willie, is that you? And I came out and just spoke all the time on my top. And I was like, what's happening, mate?
I've had an accident.
I just need a piss. Hey, are you covered in boke? Not boking, what are you talking about? It's a noise I make when I piss.
Oh, Jesus. What was it? Oh, I worship it. I I had one a while ago and it was like peach and something and it tasted like a fucking, like a yogurt. Not in a good way.
No.
It was like the runny shit comes off the top of a yogurt.
Ugh, with yogurt pre-cum.
It was very peachy and sweet.
Ugh. I've been eating protein yogurts and they have a lot of that like water.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You have to literally mix it. Oh, it's fucking stinking.
If you ever open a tub of, what do you call it, fudge? Fudge. You know that fucking Greek yogurt?
Open a tubby fudge?
You have to,
many a time?
You have to pour that fucking just semen off the top of it. what up? Have either of you ever had any experiences with lucid dreaming?
Mm. I can do it.
Right now?
Yeah. And I might. Yeah, can you do that?
No.
It's class.
I don't do a lot of dreaming. I dream when I'm awake.
That's very depressing. Look like she made a black and white film smoking a fig.
Yeah.
No, I don't do dreams, kid.
I don't do a lot. I'll have nightmares all the time, but not a lot of just regular dreams.
So you can still turn a nightmare into a dream if you can lucid dream.
Okay.
If you can tell yourself, I'm dreaming.
Okay.
And then you can just solve the problem by going, all right, I'll change that. It's fucking class. I can't do it every time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's times I'm in a dream, I'll do something. I'm like, I'll put my hand on that fire. And if it doesn't burn me, I'm...
You see, mine would just go straight. If I could control that, I would just be orgy city. You know? Yeah. I'd be like, oh, this dream, you know, I'm being chased by a zombie. And I'm like, hold on, I'm dreaming. Let me stop this and have an absolute fuck party at a pub.
I'm going to eat you.
Dead zombie.
The zombies run away from you.
Claw on the ground, you're trying to eat its ass. Would you ever see the footage of... Did you ever see the footage of fucking...
So 28 days later, same, just you with a route walking around London.
Yeah. By myself on that bridge. Or do you ever see the footage of... oh, Jesus Christ. What was that big fucking sci-fi thing on Netflix recently with your man that everyone fancies? Why can't I remember the name of that?
Pedro Pascal?
Aye. What the fuck was that show called? Last of Us? Do you ever see the people recording the noises for the zombies and that?
Nah.
Like, is that some just fucking regular woman in a sound booth going like... and then that's the noise the fucking thing makes. And you're like, but she just looked like someone's fucking auntie, you know what I mean? What a hidden skill to have, you know? He's running to some woman with a wee scarf on, like, what are you up to? She's like, well, I do, you know, voiceover for, like, Netflix. Really? I would hear...
What's your technique? I have two bottles of tequila the night before.
Smoke 20 Lambert Butler Lights.
And no water beside my bed and just have the mic. When I wake up, just like...
It was very clicky though. It was like... you know?
You're surprised the mic was there? Yeah. Even though you were bringing it
closer. It was cold. It was so cold when I licked it by accident. What the fuck are we talking about? All right, here we go. What's the most obscure NI film/TV series that you've watched that's not well known? My dad showed me a comedy film about two guys selling wigs during the Troubles and Everlasting Peace. And no one I know has ever heard of it. Let's watch the trailer. I have an Everlasting Peace. Wake up every morning. Peace won't go away.
I'm laughing at the name. It's so shit that it's funny.
2000? This guy's probably like, it's an old film. From the 2000s. There's loads of shit, you know, like Dry Your Eyes, the original one.
We spoke about this
fucking
before.
Fucking brilliant.
It's one of the few times I've seen a dressing room full of comedians all go about a local show. That was brilliant.
Yeah, it's great. You're not taking my drink. Let's see this masterpiece.
Up your
Jesus.
This holiday season, we bring you a special wish for the entire world. Peace on Earth.
Herpes, do you not get it?
You'll find no herpes here.
Herpes?
Not what you said.
No, sir. Herpes.
Looks like herpes.
That's funny.
From misty balding gentlemen, your hair has gone astray. To barbers who are best of friends will sell you fine toupees.
They're just panties, George.
They're made from real human hair and
was that De Niro?
Oh, it's not a zombie movie too, is it? Is that how you get movies made around here? Two men selling her pieces. I'm not getting it.
Zombies.
Oh, no zombies.
Clear. He didn't get that from his daddy.
Nice doggy.
By Christmas, if they sell the most, the contest will be won.
Repossession!
I've still got your sticky tape.
And everything's gone down the drain, but let us not dismay.
It went all out on the fucking jingle here.
Oh, beta. I also, that weird moment where the ma takes off the son's trousers, like, didn't get that from his dad.
Didn't get that big fucking fat cock from his dad.
Weird moment there.
That big juicy cock of his, where did he get that from? I mean, that's the premise to all, everything on Pornhub. Oh, your daddy doesn't have a fat doinger like this.
I was trying to, it's like, I'm not your blood relative, we can still fuck. As an adopted guy, I'm like, hey, never want the fuck my adopted mom. This is weird.
You adopted as well?
Yeah.
See, he's got everything. This guy.
Yeah. Don't even talk about that. That's like fifth on my list of interest.
I know what I was gonna say, like, I haven't even heard of that ever.
Yeah,
I've never. Found out Connor Keyes was bi the other day. I was like, what the fuck's all this comedy scene like?
Is it?
It's fucked.
It's not, suck off anyone rolling my joint.
Well, this is it, he is bi, so I was like, how does that work out? And he goes, well, you either be in a relationship with a man or a woman, and I'm married to a woman. And I was like, oh, I never even thought about that.
He doesn't even talk. I didn't know that either. Fuck. No, I mean that he's bi, not that he can be in a relationship with a man. I'm like,
yeah, but clearly
men are available. What?
But it is.
Get over here, Niall.
It is funny. Yeah, you can obviously be bi and married, like, you know, like cisgendered people.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know Casey was bi.
No, why?
Oh, fuck Casey.
That's the way it works. That's the way everyone thinks it works. You're bi? You sucking cocks in the
set? You just fuck everyone, don't you? Although you speak to McKegney, and that's absolutely how it works.
I know.
Go around to the back of the central forecourt in Ballymena and their dude just fucking licks your bollocks for them. It's fantastic.
Filling station is right.
5-piece fry and a suck job, £4. Can't beat it.
Jesus, I might be gay. I might be buying a 5-piece fry.
Well, this here wig parts on the left. You see?
How's that?
From director Barry Levinson.
Oh, Billy Golly's in it?
What?
An everlasting peace.
That is nuts. Right. No, first of all, what the fuck?
Hans?
What?
What the fuck? Anna Friel, Billy Connolly.
Was this early work from Hans? Was it?
2000? I can't straight off Die Hard. Like, what the fuck? Did he do Die Hard?
Also, what about how quickly time passes? Because that looks like it's from the 60s.
Yeah.
That movie. You know what I mean?
It's like when you're a kid and someone went, oh, here's a movie from the 80s for me. And I'm like, that looks old as shit.
Yeah.
And now that's further back. Oh my God, that was wild. I have never even heard of this. And I'll be honest, it looks alright.
Hans Zimmer just like, and the lyrics are going to go in Belfast, and some wigs and something in my hair. Yeah.
I might watch that.
That looks great.
It does actually. I laughed at some of those jokes. Like,
but the trailer is demented. Like, you're like, what is it? Like, they fucking trying to sell wigs to save Christmas or something?
I don't know where Christmas came into that. All I want now, like, is you saying about zombie movies very much made me laugh.
I don't know whether that was a zombie movie or just a guy bit him or something. Yeah. Hans Zimmer, Billy Connolly, Anna Friel.
But we should picture that zombie movie just being like, here's the twist. I eat them. And you're the zombie bucker.
I eat zombies. Asses, man. If they remake this, I want to be in it. Who the fuck? Dog stole my wig at all.
Did you ever consider that, like, wigs?
A wig?
Yeah, did you?
Be cool to get into them.
You should start and just not acknowledge it.
Yeah, just every
you
wig.
You're lavish with a full afro.
I know. I remember taking my hat off once and someone was like, fuck, you're bald. I was like, what did you think was in there?
I know what they mean, though.
A wee tiny afro?
I forget that you're not bald. Or you are bald. I forget. And then you take your hat off.
I know. It's funny because I wore hats flat out when I had hair, so that's probably why I have no hair now.
Yeah.
Not getting any light. My granny was right. Keep wearing them hats to go bald.
You should do that, Lavery. Yeah,
that's what every male member of your family's been doing for generations, apparently. Wearing hats, a baldy cunt.
You should do that, Lavery. Just full, real good wig and not acknowledge that you're wearing hair.
Did I ever tell you someone offered me, you know, when you get the dots like tattooed on your head, someone offered me that free?
When you're like Hindu or?
No, no.
What do you mean?
Like, no. No, they're not just going to go and put one red dot in my head.
That's what I thought you meant.
No, they basically tattoo the pores on your head so that it looks like you have a shave, like a one all over.
Oh, so you can look like Menti off EastEnders?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
And how, what did you say to that?
I said, nah, I'm all good. I felt like going, do you have the opposite of that where you do something to the rest of the hair so I don't have to shave it at all?
And just do go, you still grow on the sides?
Oh yeah, you don't go bald all over.
I don't know. I don't know. I have a luscious head of hair.
Yeah, I have to shave the remnants every couple of days. Okay. Keep it shiny. You know,
it's a bollocks.
It is. It's more annoying than just like letting normal hair grow out or something. You know, getting a haircut once a month.
I think I'd miss that more than anything else.
The barber.
Yeah, I love the sound of like wee scissors on my hair. It relaxes me.
You see, the sad thing is, I don't think I have a good enough beard to be like going into the Turkish boys. Because you know, you could go in and go shave the head, shape the beard up.
Yeah.
Walk out of there like Craig David with the fucker.
I go there from time to time and it does not matter what you ask for.
Yeah.
You're getting that.
Yeah.
Fucking
look like. He's got one picture of Cristiano Ronaldo on the wall. You get this every time. Beckham with the highlights.
The eight pictures in the wall and you can point to a different one every time. You're still getting the same haircut.
Yeah. Like, unreal.
Off the same razor. They've used 12 times that day. And they're like, oh, I'll put it in water for 3 seconds. So it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I also use it to cut shawarma. Just wipes it on his fucking t-shirt straight back in here.
Honestly, not that different than shaving my neck, cutting the fucking kebab piece up.
It's a greasy, greasy one today. No, I think I'd love that. But I once again, my ma cut hair when I was younger, so I was never in a hairdresser's unless it was like the shop she worked in. So got my hair cut for when I had hair for nothing forever.
Right.
And then just it fell out. So I've never been enough.
Did would even you not like getting your hair cut though?
No.
No?
I hated being covered in hair. You know, like when they cut it off, like that feeling.
That's gross, yeah.
I can't, that's why I can't wear like a fucking woolly jumper or something.
It's just itchy all over.
But I should. Woolly jumpers and wigs from next week on. Imagine me with just a wee tight bob.
I do remember. That's so weird. I remember.
Don French.
Oh fuck. It's so weird. I remember that there was one sketch on LOL where you wore a blonde wig and I don't know why, but that's all I can remember.
But that show would have just been like, would it be funny if someone was wearing a wig for no reason?
We've bought the wig.
Yeah.
Someone's wearing it.
The wig's there. There's wig budget. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Why am I getting paid so little? Because it all went on the wigs.
The wig, yeah, it's a proper, it's an authentic hair wig. That's £3,000.
Yeah, this is a real TV show. We have wigs.
There's a bunch of wigs knocking about our house after Maureen's ordeal, you know. So she had like a real fancy one that's very natural looking. And I put it on and lay on a, there's like a, when we moved into our house.
Chris Jericho now.
Yeah, someone left like a chaise, what do you call that? A chaise lounge. Like an old one of those in our house, and there's a photo of me like lying like this with this wig on. Chris Hemsworth. Thor back. Thor knees. Fucking fat bastard. That's probably Maureen's like ideal type on paper though. You know, like big blonde, you know, muscly beach boy. And then just me sitting on the other sofa. Well, you get what you deserve.
I've got your wig.
I've got your wig. I'm working on the six pack. Don't worry about it. I'm getting my hair tattooed and my six pack put in.
Every year I tell myself, I'm like, I'll get abs this year.
There was a fella.
It's not happening.
There was a fella on, was it like a Celebrity Big Brother years ago? And he was a wee fat Australian guy and he had like ab implants.
I fucking remember this cunt. He had like a mullet too, didn't he?
Yeah, he was about the same build as like Mickey, and then he just had like six lumps shoved into his guts. Yeah.
Got a six pack, mate.
It's not sexy when your actual tits are sagging down either side of them.
Yeah,
you look like the rest of you is melting around your abs. You look fucking gross, man.
Yeah, it's just like you put like fancy alloys on an absolute shitbox of a car.
He had my neck and abs, like.
These are abs. These are abs. These tits are abs. And these abs are abs.
And then a wee fupa and then a wee tiny penis. God almighty.
I mean, if you're going to get anything implanted.
Cock?
Can you do that as a cis man?
What?
Get a new cock.
A new cock?
A new cock.
I think they might be able to do a bit of work on your existing cock. Penis in... Yeah. Imagine you... penis enlargement turkey. What sort of animal's that?
Imagine you come back to Turkey, everyone's like, your teeth and hair don't look that different. And I'm like, they're not. You're just trailing your jeans behind you.
It's banana. I'm telling you.
What I love about that is I can imagine Dennis saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's banana.
It's banana. I mean, look at that diagram. Just cross-section out. Someone's been on Photoshop doing, like, the 12 pubes that are on either side of it.
So how do they enlarge it? Is there surgery or is it like Looney Tunes?
Bro, imagine you had your cock shaft and then a wee piss tube attached to your belly and just separate.
Imagine. So that's what John Lennon was talking about, man.
Imagine there's no bell end. Here's some pictures before, after. Hey, both shite cocks. Both crap. I'll just keep the shitty cock that I have. Oh, God. I mean, what would you be looking? Length or girth or a bit of both?
I'm not missing girth.
Oh, you got the girth
one? I'm Garth Brooks, my guy. So I'm not. My dick is like a staffy.
It's got a fucking collar on it.
My dick looks like it does the door to work at Men's Club. Do you know? It's just a thick fucking.
Yeah. Thick cock.
So that would definitely get length on it.
McCann's got the chode apparently as well. He's got the fat dick.
Yeah, my cock has the same problem I have where I'm missing about half a foot, and if I had that, it wouldn't be fair.
Yeah. If you were a tall boy, cock.
I think if I was tall, would be. You know what I mean? I'm so charming. On.
Well, why don't you just skip the cock enlargement and get the shin implants?
I was actually looking at that. I won't lie to you.
Yeah,
I was looking at like, can you get like half a foot put on you?
You can. I mean, it requires like 6 months in, you know, a cage, stretching your legs. Like,
but that's where I live anyway.
Yeah. But you might be out of proportion because, you know, you'll end up looking like a fucking Mr. Potato Head. You know, like you have long legs and then just your body's the same size.
So I'm quite a long torsoed guy. So I think I'm all torso, man. No legs.
You should get into swimming. Apparently that's good. Phelps is all torso.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
I need to get in. It's very good for your cerebral palsy. I need to do it more.
Nice.
It's good. It's the motions of it. It's good to stretch. I'm just fucking shite at it.
You shite at swimming?
Shite at it.
I'm good. I'm like a sea lion.
I remember we went to a water park on a family holiday once in Spain. My dad was like, can you definitely swim? I was like, I went off one big slide, started to drown. My dad jumped in to save me. He started drowning, fucking pulling me out of the pool. We Spanish lifeguard had to pull the two of us out.
You silly bastardos. Willie Defoe pumps out ones and sevens. Never seen a three shite in his days. Oh, that's Bomb Squad banter, that.
What's that?
The Bristol Stool chart, where it's got like, it numbers your shites, 1 to 7.
Right.
Going from like severely constipated to shitting water, basically.
Never constipated?
Yeah.
Never. Mm-hmm. All water.
Yeah, all water.
Yeah. I'm like, do you know that fountain and Willy Wonka?
I'm going to be sick now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure, I've turned around in the toilet bowl and Augustus Gloop's there. Just be like, mama!
Help me.
Yeah. He's not wrong, to be fair. I'm all sevens, mate.
All sevens. I posted a photo of you. Someone said, that's Sam Smith. Cheeky bastard.
I got. See, the day after the boxing, inbox flooded with it.
Mm-hmm.
That Sam Smith photo.
Oh, God. Well, gents, Willie wants something Paddy and any of the other comedians do. That wind you up. What? What's something Paddy and any of the other comics do that wind you up no end? Colin, you're a bit of a style guru. And you've mentioned before how you would style the comics. How would you style Willie?
How would you style me?
Well, I have.
How would you style your Willie?
This is what I've said before is like people should lean into certain things.
Yeah.
Like Dave should go on stage. You know, sometimes wear that like tracksuit top with a t shirt and he'd be sweating a bit out. I was like, just don't wear anything under it. Get a big stinking chain and actually look like, you know, Uncle Davey. Like, Kieran should be wearing, you know, more elaborate, like matching Adidas tracksuits.
Yeah.
Like an all red one or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He does do that from time to time.
From time to time, big gigs. But that.
I just wear your merch.
I wouldn't see you. The day I gave him the jumper and the hat, and he won them both to the comedy club. And I was like, man, you look like a fucking rep.
Look like you're looking like a salesman.
I was just that grateful to get it. I was like, oh, thank you. I'll wear that. It's like when your nanny buys you a wee jumper for Christmas and you have to wear it on to our house. I'm like, I'll just wear it all now.
Both of you look like you were flyering for
it. I don't know what it is about your merch, though. It just suits me. Like, body-wise, like, I just like wearing it.
Yeah, it's for the long torsoed gentleman.
Yeah, it's for the wide torsoed thin arm. No one. Yeah. You make perfect merch for fat disabled boys. I don't know if that's what you're going for, but you've nailed it.
Get it on the website.
If you design uniform for the Special Olympics, sir, you'd be flat.
How would I style Willie? No, you're right, man. You got good style.
About when I try, I'm all right. But I'm,
wheelchair?
I can be
electric wheelchair.
Pimp My Ride wheelchair.
Oh yeah.
Popcorn machine in the back of it.
Yeah, two wee Union Jacks flying off the back of it. And a wee fridge in the back with four cans of Tennent's.
It's playing like a Club Line remix. Have
either of you dropped a joke that you thought would go down well, but actually made you want to hang yourself on the spot? All right, Connor.
Is this YouTube or Patreon?
Patreon.
Oh no,
this one? Public? This is public.
I'll not tell it then. All right. I'll tell you after.
All right.
Because I have done that.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
I'll tell you that. Yeah, about 40%, I'd say, of mine is like stuff I think will work. I mean, you're not going to get on stage. Very rarely do you get on with something that you don't think will work.
Yeah.
You'll have something that's like, maybe it's a bit ropey or whatever, but yeah, you're not going up and going, this won't work, so we'll do it.
What happens to me a lot of time is like something that I thought was just like a lead in to a joke actually becomes the funny bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going like, oh, I thought that was the funny bit, but the bit before it's actually the funny bit. So I should just cut it off there.
What happens to me is I'll do the punchline and then like ad lib after.
Mm-hmm.
And the ad lib becomes the end bit.
Goddamn.
And I've learned to just trust that now. Like I'll come off with something funnier on the spot than what I sat writing. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's what it is now.
Yeah.
I'm like P. Diddy, I just throw in ad libs randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad boy for life. Yeah, welcome to Behind the Comedian's Stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you always thought was inherently uncool in earlier life that you now do? Some examples. I use a phone lanyard. I enjoy wearing fleeces. Jorts are back in fashion.
Who's this cunt knocking about the fleece shorts and a fucking phone lanyard?
But again, depends what it is. You know, you get some tight short jorts on. You know, you wear like a Columbia fleece, you know, and you got your phone and a fucking Carhartt lanyard. You'd be a couple,
yeah,
of shit.
You're a Convergy supervisor. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. You're fucking, yeah, you work at a nursery for children. Your name's Janice, probably. there's a few pairs of trainers that I wear that, like, if you wore them 10 years ago, people would be like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those big, stupid New Balance and all.
I don't know. I feel things I hated before, I was right about. I look back, I'm like, I was right to hate that.
Yeah, there's things like, you know, I don't know, like a pierced eyebrow.
Do you know what I'll say? What I used to think was cool, and now I'm older, I'm like, you're a cunt. And I was like, this is a teenager. No, someone who's just like, I hate anything popular. I only listen to like fucking mainstream, and I like only comedians that are like dark and cynical. And then you get older and you're like, that's a depressing way to live. You're like hating everything.
Yeah,
it's fine when you're a teenager. See when someone's 38 and they're like, I just don't like all that stuff. I fucking One Direction, they're shit. Yeah. And I'm like, they're not for you.
Yeah.
So, like, why are you putting energy into it?
Yeah, yeah. There is that like aging hipster thing where people are just like, that's you ain't.
Yeah, and then you're like, you fuck up. Yeah. Tell me, you fuck up, you loser.
Like on the comedy Jason thing, you know, the other week me and Maureen started watching Benidorm. It's great.
I genuinely thought you were about to shit talk Benidorm there. Nice. And I was ready to go full Rob Kardashian for OJ for you. I was like, don't you fucking dare. See the first three seasons with Johnny Vegas in them?
Yeah.
Spot on. Spot on what those things look like.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, Benidorm's fucking
It's made me want to go on a package holiday.
Yeah.
Like the shitter the better.
They're very shit, but you just get hammered, you don't notice.
Yeah, fucking right.
Yeah, no, that Benidorm's fucking bright. It got silly towards the end. It's one of those, they're like, here's a new series with a completely new cast. They're not like, yeah, they're just renewing it because they could, but the first three are some of my favorite fucking shows.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Just a show I feel gets shit on just because of James Corden, Gavin's Daisy.
No, that's great.
It's fucking brilliant.
People do like it, yeah.
I know some people shit on it. There's like, oh, it's not funny, or fucking James Corden. I'm like, I forgive a lot of what he does just through Gavin's Daisy.
Yeah. He was in, do you remember he had a sketch show, Horn and Corden?
It was bollocks.
I don't know. Some sketches in that I thought were great.
There was only one I can remember. The only one, and it was them as like advertising people. And there was like a blue screen behind them and they were like fake tan. And there, it's something about doing a sketch show, I assume, but like when it doesn't hit, it feels like, is this ever going to fucking end?
Yeah, it's like 4 minutes
long. Yeah, it just kept going. I was like, fuck.
I just remember that sketch where he goes, you know, speaking of cock enlargements, he goes, what'd you get up to at the weekend? He goes, I got it done. And he goes, did you? And he's like, yeah. And he was going to see it. And he just took out a big, very realistic, massive cock out of his pants. Juicy looking cock. I was like, that's brilliant. Some sketch, like, see when you're trying to sell a sketch like that, if you're writing something and people are like, what's the motivation here? And you're like, well, it's just hilarious.
That
he takes out a massive cock.
A frustration I've had when like pitching TV shows and stuff. And they're like, but why would they? And you're like, listen, some things are just fun.
Yeah. Just throw it in.
You can overthink this. There doesn't have to be a motivation. It can just be a weird fucking dude.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I always feel that when you're trying to pitch a weird character, like a super Hans from Peep Show, and you're really like, oh, he just does these things.
But yeah, because you're obviously, it's coming from something that you've seen.
Yeah. And you're like, but why? And like, it's funny that you don't know why he does it. The minute you give him a reason for doing it, it's not funny.
Yeah.
But no.
Like, I mean, do you remember like the Fast Show when your guy would just come out of the wee shed and go, this week I have been mostly eating, and he'd be like, Holly, and his fucking mouth's bleeding, and then we just go back in.
I know. I never saw the Fast Show.
Brilliant.
Mitchell and Webb had a sketch that was very fucking weird. Do you ever watch the Mitchell and Webb look?
Not loads of it, no.
Fucking brilliant. Probably my favourite sketch show ever. But they had a sketch where it was like a game show that was set in like a post-apocalyptic world, and they'd be playing for like a fucking can of beans and a man's food. But they would never tell you what's going on. They would just call it the event.
Right.
And someone's like, oh, why are we in here? And someone would be like, oh, because of the event. And you'd be like, don't mention the event. And it is the fucking best ongoing sketch because they never tell you why.
Was Mitchell and Webb number Wang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great sketch.
Just don't know what the fuck's going on.
That's number Wang.
Yeah.
They had a brilliant set of sketches where it was like meant to be them planning like conspiracies, but they're just ripping through why the conspiracy's fucking stupid. So there's like the assassination of Diana, and it's just them sitting around a boardroom and being like, oh yes, we'll just chase her around a tunnel because of course she won't be wearing a seatbelt. They're like, yes, because pregnant women are famously slapdash about safety. And then at the end the phone ring goes, oh, don't worry, that all just happened.
I must watch
it. It's fucking great.
Unreal. We got one more question, then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm down for a piss, man.
Good. Pissing a boke. What do you prefer doing, stand-up or live podcasts? And do you prep the guests on live podcasts, or is the conversation organic? Sometimes when I'm doing a live podcast, I'm like, man, stand-up is much easier than this. You know, because there's like so many more things to organize.
It's kind of like on a live podcast, like the traffic of everyone else is harder to gauge.
Yeah.
Like, should I talk here or is someone going to talk here? I don't want to over-talk.
Yeah.
Where stand-up, I'm in control of it.
Yeah.
I prefer it.
Well, I noticed that we did the Bomb Squad live. The best way to do it is just two people who are good at talking to each other.
Yeah.
Is the best way to do it.
Because sometimes there's like seven of you, so like you can end up, there's too many people on here.
I know, I realised that at the last General Banter one at the Telegraph, which is now on Patreon, which we didn't notice until we started, was, oh, I can't hear them talking and they're just over there.
We had that problem at the Waterfront as well. When we did the panel show one, they were like, people were cracking jokes, but the other side of stage couldn't hear them.
Yeah.
So then we'd make a similar joke and someone's like, he just said that. I'm like, we can't fucking hear you. It can be a nightmare.
Like I had like McCarney and McKegney and Woodsy, and McCarney would be talking to me and I could hear him, and he'd turn around and say something to them and I'm like, I can't even hear it because all the sound's going out.
Yeah. And you so quickly forget, weirdly, you forget there's people watching this.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
It's good, but then it can just turn into like a wee conversation sometimes between like two of yous.
Yeah.
And then two of yous are having a separate conversation.
Oh god.
And it just becomes a fucking mess. So I prefer stand up.
That's why we just show it.
I also just, I hate everything else that comes with. I wish I was in the fucking 90s where you could just do stand up.
Yeah.
I hate everything. I hate, like, I appreciate everyone watching. It's very kind. I hate podcasts and stuff. I'm just awkward on them. I'm not comfortable.
Well, thanks for joining me today, William Thompson. Awkward. Weird about it.
This weird little dude. Thank you. This weird little poking dude.
Well, let you pish. Go to see him at the Fringe. The show is called
hand you're dealt.
Hand you're dealt because of the wee the hand going on there, the wee fucking weird hand and all.
Half five at the Pleasants.
Half five at the. Go for a piss there, sure. And while you're at it, get your. That's all right. Walk through the shot there. Fucking sorry. No, go ahead. There he is. There he is. We have the blueberry burst. Get yourselves on the patreon.com/GeneralBanter and also grab yourself some tickets for the SSE Arena where I'll be doing my sixth show, Overkill, on the 30th of September. And there'll be a tour poster going up soon as well. So if you're in Glasgow, Manchester, London, Liverpool, Edinburgh, but just those places, get yourself a ticket. Right? Take her easy, boys. All the best now.
Up the rock.